children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
This is Jenny.
And this is Amanda.
And we're from Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda.
Every second and fourth Tuesday of the month here on WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network in sports. There are updates and updates. There are numbers and numbers. There are sorrows and sorrow. There is redemption. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network.
This is the news.
Turns to blood.
This is the network.
Runs through.
This is the news.
Turns to blood.
This is the network, network. This is the news.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Shanice Holmes Brown reports in the Times Union that Albany County officials announced December 28th 277 new coronavirus cases there, almost double the 141 reported on December 27th. That comes as 13.4% of New Yorkers tested for positive for coronavirus. Locally, the test results are a little better, but not much. The 7-day average test positivity rate is at 12.9% in Greene County, 11.4% in Columbia County, 9.9% in Albany County. There, Albany County Health Commissioner Dr. Elizabeth Whalen confirmed that, quote, "We are seeing a sharp uptick in cases likely due to the highly transmissible Omicron variant. It is therefore likely that the steep upward trajectory of cases will continue through the first few weeks of January and possibly beyond that," unquote, she said. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy reported that of the 61 people hospitalized December 28th with the virus, 59% were not vaccinated. Quote, "We know that getting the shot helps fight COVID-19, and if there are breakthrough cases, symptoms are often less severe and may keep you out of the hospital," unquote, McCoy said. Meanwhile, Columbia County reported 44 new COVID-19 cases and one more death December 27th, and 103 more cases on December 28th. Greene County reported 132 more cases on December 27th, and 62 new cases and one more death on December 28th. Read more about the story in the Times Union.
Alexander Tin at CBS News reports that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced on December 27 that Americans testing positive for COVID-19 without symptoms can now stop isolating after 5 days as long as they wear masks everywhere. Previously, the CDC wanted a 10-day quarantine after a positive test. Also, the CDC now says Americans who are fully vaccinated and boosted do not need to quarantine after an exposure to someone without COVID-19. Previously, anyone in close contact to someone with coronavirus needed to quarantine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said in a statement, and I quote, "The Omicron variant is spreading quickly and has the potential to impact all facets of our society. CDC's updated recommendations for isolation and quarantine balance what we know about the spread of the virus and the protection provided by vaccination and booster doses. These updates ensure people can safely continue their daily lives," end quote. Now many communities locally and across the country are seeing record numbers of cases and rising hospitalizations fueled by the new Omicron variant. Walensky said, and I quote, "Prevention is our best option. Get vaccinated, get boosted, wear a mask in public indoor settings in areas of substantial and high community transmission, and take a test before you gather," end quote. Read more about this story at CBS News.
Spectrum News and the Associated Press are reporting former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will not face criminal charges based on allegations of unwanted kissing by two women, one of them a state trooper assigned to his detail. Westchester County District Attorney Mimi Rocha said December 28th. Rocha said that while there was evidence to conclude the conduct alleged by the women did occur, it did not merit charges. Quote, "In both instances, my office has determined that although the allegations and witnesses were credible and the conduct concerning, we cannot pursue criminal charges due to the statutory requirements of the criminal laws of New York," unquote, Rocha said in a statement. The alleged Westchester County incident involving the trooper happened at Cuomo's home in Mount Kisco, according to the DA's office. The trooper told the investigators that after she asked the governor if he needed anything, he responded by asking her if he could kiss her. The trooper was concerned about what would happen if she said no, so she answered, "Sure." In the other incident, Cuomo was accused of greeting the woman by grabbing her arm, pulling her toward him, and kissing her on the cheek while they attended an event at White Plains High School, according to the DA's office. Last week, a Long Island prosecutor said Cuomo would not be charged criminally after the same trooper said she felt, quote, "completely violated," unquote, by his unwanted touching at an event at Belmont Park in September 2019. Acting Nassau County District Attorney Joyce Smith said the allegations were credible and troubling, but not criminal under state law. A report in August by Attorney General Letitia James chronicled accusations from 11 women against Cuomo. The accusations led to Cuomo's resignation, but he has attacked the findings as biased and inaccurate. Read more about the story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com.
Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that last week, 12 members of New York's Ethics Commission wanted to send a letter to the state attorney general's office, pushing back on that office's assertion that the panel did not issue a valid order when it voted to have former Governor Andrew Cuomo surrender the $5.1 million that he received for his COVID-19 memoir. But the executive director of the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, Sanford Berlin, refused to sign on to the letter.
Controversy comes as Governor Kathy Hochul has publicly said that the ethics panel should be disbanded and replaced by an oversight board that is not handpicked by the lawmakers it's supposed to police. Meanwhile, Richard Azzaprati, a spokesperson for the governor, continues to claim there were no ethical errors concerning the book. He claims, and I quote, "Staff who volunteered took time off, evidencing that they were volunteering and not on state time," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
The Daily Freeman is reporting that the Woodstock Farm Sanctuary recently rescued 29 animals from a farm in Pennsylvania. The organization said the situation was one of extreme neglect and animal hoarding. Included in the rescue was one cow, two ducks, two goats, four geese, and 20 chickens, according to the High Falls-based sanctuary. The Woodstock group worked with other rescuers and sanctuaries, including the Lancaster, Pennsylvania Farm Sanctuary, which was at the scene for more than a week trying to place hundreds of animals in safe forever homes. The surviving animals had been exposed to cold weather, were without food and water, and were surrounded by dead animals. Woodstock Farm Sanctuary Director Hervé Brulel said in a statement, quote, "We weren't planning on doing another rescue this year, but when I got the call from Lancaster Farm Sanctuary that they needed help with this huge neglect case with hundreds of animals, we couldn't say no. These new residents strain our resources, which are already tight due to the pandemic, but our mission is to save the lives of farm animals, and we had to step up," unquote. The Woodstock team provided medical care to the rescued animals over the Christmas weekend. Many of the animals were suffering from infections and diseases and malnourished from long-term neglect. The rescued cow is now housed at the Cornell Animal Hospital in Ithaca, while the other 28 rescued animals are in residence at the sanctuary in High Falls. Read more about the story in the Daily Freeman.
Noah Zweifel reports for the Altamont Enterprise that the town of Knox in southern Albany County decided December 21st not to opt out of cannabis retail shops or consumption lounges. The town board did not vote, but discussed the issue and decided not to take a vote. Outgoing Knox supervisor Belicios Lefkadatis said November 30th he was not opposed to allowing those facilities, and then on December 10th he emailed the enterprise to express his surprise at the number of people interested in the issue. Then on December 21st, he somehow claimed, and I quote, "This was only dropped on my desk last week," end quote, despite his previous comments and the weekend reporting that communities had until December 31st to opt out of sales or lounges. No member of the public spoke either way about the law during the public comment session in Knox. After the meeting, Supervisor-elect Russell Porcorny said, and I quote, "I'm not sure whether we'll have to modify zoning laws or not. It'll take a little while to figure that out," end quote. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise.
WRGB in Albany is reporting Governor Kathy Hochul's executive order issued over the weekend will allow state lawmakers to meet virtually through January 15th. At the same time, the order leaves a question as to how the 2021 State of the State address will be delivered. Legislation adopted in September permits public bodies to physically distance while conducting their meetings, as long as the meetings are made available to the public. That provision could impact the state of the state and the opening of the legislative session scheduled for January 5th. Hochul has already discussed the possibility of a scaled-down address with a limited number of guests because of the pandemic. In her COVID briefing December 27th, the governor was asked about whether she would consider extending the utility moratorium, which expired last week. She said her goal was to get people back to work so they would not need that kind of assistance. Read more about the story at cbsalbany.com.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday,
A slight chance of drizzle, snow showers, and freezing drizzle before 7 a.m. Then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 39 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of rain, mainly after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 34 degrees. And on Thursday, a chance of rain, mainly before 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 43 degrees. And there will be a slight chance of rain on Thursday night. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 34 degrees. And that's your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
You have tuned in all sorts of creative community voices on the radio Wednesday, December 29th, including at 10 a.m. we head to Ireland with the Synth Eclectico show. Then at 11 a.m. we hear the debut broadcast of a new show on WGXC. It's called Talk Radio. It comes from Kurt Galtschuk. The show recognizes words as sounds, sound as communication, and communication as an art, and art as words. Then at noon, after the local news, we go live to Catskill on Main Street, where Spike Priggin's record store, Spike's Record Rack, is, and that's where he's broadcasting the Bedazzled Radio Hour for 2 hours until 2 p.m. 3 p.m., we hear from legendary producer Joe Boyd on the Radio Survivor show. 7 p.m., we hear about the Kwanzaa holiday on the COVID Race and Democracy show. Rock and Roll High School looks back at the year 1961 at 8 p.m. And then at 10 p.m. on In My Room Radio, we hear tracks from Mouse on Mars, Wobbly, Claire Ruse, and others on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
The Catskill High School Interact Club has scheduled its Martin Luther King March for Peace and Justice for February 17th. The event meets at the Second Baptist Church in Catskill at 5 p.m. Then a candlelight march starts at 5:15 p.m. The group will march from the Second Baptist Church, that's at Upper Main Street on Catskill, to the Greene County Courthouse, to the Catskill Middle School lawn. That is, again, the Martin Luther King March for Peace and Justice, February 17th, organized by the Catskill High School Interact Club. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for more information about this event and many other community events in your area.
Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I love the Senate. I care about it so very, very much. I've enjoyed Congress for 34 years. As the leader here in the Senate, I've had such joy and times of, oh, wow. What are we going to do now?
Harry Reid, a once giant of the Senate, passed away on Tuesday. The 82-year-old Democrat battled pancreatic cancer. Reid served as majority leader from 2006 to 2014 before retiring from politics in 2017. Reid worked to muster the support of all Democratic senators to pass the Affordable Care Act under President Barack Obama. In his 30 years in the Senate, Reid was known as one of the chamber's more divisive leaders, once calling then-President George W. Bush a liar and colleague Mitt Romney a tax cheat. However, during a farewell speech, political rival Mitch McConnell noted the common ground he found with Reid.
It's clear that Harry and I have two very different worldviews, two different ways of doing things, and two different sets of legislative priorities. But through the years, we've come to understand some things about one another, and we've endeavored to keep our disagreements professional rather than personal.
In May of 2015, prior to retirement, Reid tapped now Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to succeed him as the head Democrat in the Senate. A poll published Tuesday found a strong partisan divide over how people view federal efforts to arrest and try people accused of participating in the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The poll from the University of Massachusetts Amherst showed about 30% of Republicans supported those efforts, compared to 86% to Democrats. It also found about 70% of Republicans said President Joe Biden's victory was illegitimate, with most attributing the belief to fraudulent ballots. Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell of Michigan is voicing concerns after a voicemail she received threatened violence against her family.
Kinds of nasty messages, nasty comments, just nasty how people can be sometimes. And it's hard.
Dingell says it's just one of many messages she's received in recent weeks, and she's calling for civility in politics.
And maybe we could just try to treat each other a little nicer, not leave these kinds of threatening messages or go after someone. A little act of kindness is a lot better than screaming at somebody.
Dingell says authorities are investigating the threat. The U.S. hit its highest one-day total of new COVID-19 cases on Tuesday, with more than 442,000 infections, surpassing the previous daily record by close to 150,000. A CDC spokesperson said the daily case total is likely an overestimate due to lagging state reporting. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hi, this is Michael Wilde inviting you to Mostly Singles. And if you like what you're hearing, you'll love this show. Rarefied music, premieres, and guests. It's different every time. And a podcast, too. Go to WGXC.org. Mostly Singles, every fourth Tuesday at 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, December 29th. Earlier this morning, it is 31 degrees in Mackey and 34 degrees in New Forge. That means freezing rain conditions at least till 9 a.m. for most of the listening area. By noon, all precipitation should come to an end. It will be cloudy with a high of 40 happening at 2 p.m. Winds will be very calm, so watch for some patchy fog. Conditions will be cold and dreary, so layer up. And while you're at it, with all this precipitation going on, make sure your windshield washer tank is topped off. Tonight, temperatures drop a little bit to 35 degrees. Then a brief bit of snow turns to rain around dawn tomorrow and will fall all day. A high of 44 is expected at 1 p.m. Thursday night, we see a low of 36. Friday is looking dry with a high of 46. Then, rain keeps up all day on Saturday with a high of 50. Looks like more rain falls on Sunday, and we get a high of 45 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 4:53 a.m., high tide at 10:34 a.m., low tide again at 5:37 p.m., and high tide again at 10:49 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 35 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:17 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see some minor solar streams flowing from mid-latitude coronal holes are poised to reach Earth on Friday. Solar wind speed is currently 403 kilometers per second at 7.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 107. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Igers Kildas and Louisa Sabin Kildas of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
Here is the 2021 work Additive Inverse from the musician and composer Jim O'Rourke collaborating with Joss Smulders.
Thank you.
Thank you.